Minnesota News Network, good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz is signing two executive orders today aimed at reducing gun violence in Minnesota. The governor's office says the orders will establish a statewide safety council, provide more data on what gun violence costs our state, and to improve education on safe gun storage. Mike Lindell is the third most popular candidate for governor, according to a new Republican Party of Minnesota straw poll. Carleton College political analyst Stephen Scheer says the MyPillow founder is backed by groups like Action for Liberty.
Mike Lindell has the support of a lot of very militant Republicans. Even though he says he's out of money and he's been, shall we say, a very controversial figure both in the state and nation.
Kendall Qualls won the straw poll and House Speaker Lisa Damith was a close second. Scott Jensen finished seventh, and Scheer says the 2022 Republican nominee will go straight to the primary. The deadly terrorist attack at a Hanukkah festival in Australia is being felt by the local Jewish community. Steve Hunnigs of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Minnesota and the Dakotas is inviting everyone to their Hanukkah gathering Thursday night in St. Louis Park.
That will be on our mind. We just had a community leaders trip to Israel, and we'll have people to light candles. We'll also light a candle in memory of the two members of the Iowa National Guard who were killed in Syria. They were Red Bulls, members of the 34th Infantry Division, whose headquarters in Arden Hills. This also hits home, just like Australia.
Hunnig says the poison of anti-Semitism and hatred towards Israel is highlighted daily on social media. And Apple Valley, Eastview, Rosemount, and Eagan High Schools are all closed today following a reported threat. A statement says the district's canceling school to allow law enforcement to fully investigate the situation. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency is asking residents to prioritize the environment as we salt our icy driveways and sidewalks this winter. Chloride reduction specialist Shandy McCracken-Holm says using rock salt isn't even the most effective method once temperatures drop under 15 degrees.
If it's above that, it should be okay to use and it can do its job, but anything below that, you typically want to use something more for traction, like sand or chicken grit or cherry stone has been pretty popular lately.
Once the ice is melted, she recommends sweeping up the remains and throwing them away. And the Minnesota Wild shoot for their fifth straight victory when they play the Washington Capitals tonight in St. Paul. Minnesota's coming off a 6-2 win over Boston Sunday. New defenseman Quinn Hughes scored a goal in his first game in a Wild sweater. Goaltender Philip Gustafson made 29 saves for the win. This is MNN.